Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I have the pleasure of having Michael Troep. He is the partner there at Keybridge Partners, president and owner. We're going to talk to him today regarding project financing for your business. If you have any questions, you can pose a question in the chat room, or you can just go ahead and call in at 347-324-3460. Again, that's 347-324-3460, and our topic is project financing for your business. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Great. I guess to begin with, a lot of our listeners like a personal view on, instead of reading a bio, they just like to have something personal from the person, the guest, to say, you know, tell us about yourself in one sense. So if you don't mind, just tell us about yourself and how you got started.
Sure. I appreciate that, Tim. I am a retired CFO. I spent my working career basically as a chief financial officer for some fast-paced electronic businesses, both U.S.-based as well as Canadian-based. Worked up the ladder, did a lot of mergers and acquisitions, did a few divestitures along the way, plus all the other corporate work, if it's, you know, raising financing, bank financing, what have you, for the general operations of the business. And the last project that I worked on was actually overseas, where we took the cellular telephones to Moscow, Russia, and we ended up 3 years later taking the very first Russian company public through the ADRs here on the New York Stock Exchange. And at that point, all the U.S. partners that were involved, you know, that was a tremendous project, a lot of excitement, huge accomplishments. And then I just decided to go my own route and formed Keybridge Partners to help with smaller businesses, still focus on their financial sides. And today we've got not only helping people with businesses where we can help people sell their businesses, we focus mainly that in the Midwest. And one of the things that's happened over the last several years is with all the banking changes was a tremendous, you know, issue on where can you get financing. And so we've been working on that, and I think finally found some very attractive financing options that we're now making available across the U.S.
Wow. And taking a light for that, before I actually dive in more about the project financing, what is the number one thing that you run across today's environment with businesses is always an issue?
Well, regulations are getting more and more burdensome for businesses, and I'm seeing that at all levels, not just the large businesses, but even, you know, the smaller entrepreneurial, you know, startups. It's just amazing the steps that have to be taken in order to get your business up and running. And, you know, most people don't realize all of that until they're, you know, halfway, you know, dove into the pool, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And any particular regulations that usually they have roadblocks with?
You know, that comes down to depending on what the industry is. You know, a lot of it's going to be, you know, personnel issues, I think, are going to be some of the biggest issues. The, you know, and that goes from everything from the, you know, the benefit coverages that are required, not only with the health insurance, but some of the others, the workers' comp issues, just other business services and filing fees, et cetera. So there's a whole gambit, but that's really based on the size business, what state they're located in, as well as the industry.
Why do you think the federal or state governments are just really hammering businesses today on regulation? Is because they want to tax and fee, you know, everything they can get because they're running deficits? Or?
Yeah, I think it's all the above, Tim. I mean, you know, I'm based in Illinois, and my own businesses, I own a couple, and my business fees have more than tripled over the last 4 years. And part of that's, you know, obviously the state of Illinois is not in the best financial shape, and so they can double up some fees and, you know, charge more, et cetera. So I think part of that's just their own financing requirements that the state has. The federal government, you know, again, with the Obamacare, is something that's created, you know, it was going to be an inexpensive system. The people are going to get more options. Unfortunately, the system has actually raised all the group insurance plans regarding health insurance, and in a lot of cases, it's hurt people because several of the carriers that used to offer child-only policies are no longer offering that. So, you know, is there benefits? There are benefits, but there's also some negatives that, you know, most people don't like to talk about.
Wow. So even with this health regulation, is it a good thing that now the risk is spread throughout everyone in the nation to have a better pool, or is still we in unknown territories, or in the sense that people really is on the fence because we're just waiting to see what the Supreme Court decides this month and what direction. If they're going to strike down part of it or some of it, then you go from there. But as a small business owner, what is your opinion?
Well, my fundamental beliefs are that let the private system and the capitalistic system that we have, I like to see that operate. I think less government intervention overall is generally better. You know, examples, not just the healthcare. I mean, we could talk, you know, for two or three shows just on that, and I probably don't want to get off on that tangent too far, but,
no.
You know, the health care system before the Obamacare went into effect did take care of people. I work with a lot of physicians and medical groups, and I don't see anybody was being turned down. Okay. Also, having worked in Canada for several years in my corporate life, I heard the stories of our Canadian employees, and when they needed, a hip replacement or knee surgery or even bypass surgery, they had to be on a waiting list that could be a year or longer. Well, in the U.S., we just don't understand that. And as a matter of fact, the people in Canada that had money, they didn't want to wait a year or two because they thought that was a death sentence. They actually crossed the border, came into the U.S. to get their medical procedures completed here. So, you know, again, I think having private businesses run versus government programs, I think, offer more flexibility because there's competition. And when the government gets involved, it eliminates competition. So I think that's where I'd rather see things is less government, you know, controls on virtually anything we're doing, and let the private enterprises compete and come up with better systems, those that are making money and providing the service that, you know, all of us as consumers want are going to prosper, and that's the name of the game.
Well, we're going to take a break real quick, and we'll go more in depth about your company and project financing. We'll be back in a moment with Mike Trope.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Mm-hmm. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Okay, we're back with Michael Trope. We're talking about project financing. Kind of tell us, Mike, about what is project financing?
Well, this specific project financing is what we refer to as EB-5 program, and we have to have two programs. EB-5 is the biggest because it can provide up to 65% of project financing. So if we have a project that someone's working on that is at least $5 million or greater and the business is going to create jobs, and we basically need 10 jobs creation for every $500,000 that the EB-5 program is funding into a project. So in a $5 million project, we can do 65% of that financing, so a little over $3 million, with the EB-5 program. And if that creates the 10 jobs for each $500,000, you know, that goes into the program, we can pull this system together, and that goes through the regional centers that are in various states throughout the U.S. But basically, that's taking foreign investors' money to put into an investment project. It's a debt structure. The good thing about this structure is these funds are, you know, borrowed by the business without personal guarantees or corporate guarantees. Now, we do need to have the jobs are going to be created basically between the second and the third year, as well as we need to get the dollars repaid. It makes a very attractive financing alternative. On top of the EB-5 program, we can usually, if we can help with the site selection, you know, with the business principles, we can also, most cases, marry up what's called the New Market Tax Credits, which can provide a net result of about 20% of the total project financing together. So with our EB-5 and the New Market Tax Credits, the projects that we can work on can get somewhere close to 85% of the financing that's required, all without personal or corporate guarantees.
Wow. So kind of just tell us what is the, in a nutshell, what is the EB-5 program and where we can find what the details about that particular program?
The EB-5 program, and I'm a master development partner for a management group that operates Liberty Regional Centers. These regional centers have to be approved by the federal government because the EB-5 is taking foreign investors' money, and those foreign investors have to be accredited investors in their country. The U.S. government needs to approve them because they want to make sure we aren't bringing in drug lords or investment money that was gained illegally. Okay, so we go through that process. And the benefit that the foreign investor gets is they get a permanent residency in the U.S., by investing in U.S. businesses that create these jobs. So by the end of their third year of the project, assuming the business has created the jobs, these foreign investors can typically get their permanent visas to be here in the U.S. on a permanent basis. Now, they don't get involved with the day-to-day business. The regional center takes care of that, but we are strictly using the private money from those investors to help fund the projects.
Okay. What type of projects usually this is geared towards?
It could be any industry. We have been working with projects that include assisted living facilities, full-service hotels, manufacturing businesses. We've also worked on the technology side with some bio waste conversion, some waste to, you know, to fuel conversions. We can work with some technology companies. We've done some hardcore manufacturing expansions, and these can be used for virtually any industry. Now, this program has to have jobs created. So constructing an apartment complex would not typically meet our requirements of the job creation, although there's going to be lots of jobs if you're going to build, let's say, a 200-unit apartment complex. There's a lot of jobs in the construction phase, but then they're going to be more residential living, so we don't have the ongoing full-time job creation. But where we keep a hotel, where we build a full-service hotel, and there's going to be, you know, a restaurant service and, you know, the cleaning and the whole hotel staff to take care of the facility, those generally are able to get financed, you know, with this EB-5 program. And manufacturing businesses, could be ag-related, could be waste disposal, could be high-tech. We've got some people working on the nanotechnology areas. We've got some working with plant science areas. So the industries are now, we've got theme parks that people are talking to us about as well. So it's a pretty wide open as long as those projects are going to create long-term jobs and they're based, you know, here in the U.S.
Okay. Any particular criteria for the company? You mentioned that the size of the project and the amount of the project, but is there any requirement for the particular company as of income or employees? Can it be a startup with a lot of equity capital? What is the general criteria for that type of program?
No, that's great questions. And, yes, we can work on startup businesses as long as the management of that project has direct experience in that industry. And I like to point out that the next, you know, Microsoft that comes along, you know, with Bill Gates, who, you know, those of us that know his story, very smart, obviously very successful person, yet he didn't have the experience when he was setting up the business. That type of project would not be approved by the EB-5 program through any regional center. But if we had people that have had prior working experience in the specific industry that now had a new idea that they wanted to pursue as a startup project, with an experienced management team, we absolutely could take a look at that. We can also work with expanding businesses. So let's say you have a business and you want to open up a satellite operation. Those are very exciting for us as well. And then there are situations where just for a job retention that, you know, the business is deteriorating, but if we don't get some funding to save those jobs and to turn the business around, then that business could end up shutting down. The EB-5 program has also been able to use or be used to help solidify those retention positions as well as to turn the company around to help grow it. So, again, any industry, we can take startups, expanding businesses, or even to retain businesses in a community.
Well, what is the blessing for the investor? I mean, not only do they get a good return out of their monies, but what else is there for them?
The foreign investor, the big thing is they're going to get a permanent, you know, visas, permanent residency here in the U.S. quicker through this program than they would by going through the normal channels.
Okay.
So they get, you know, an economic return off of this project, but they also personally will get for themselves, their spouse, and any unmarried children living at, you know, at home, their permanent visas by making these investments.
Okay. Tell us some more about your company. And I know you at the top of the hour, you mentioned all the services you offer. Kind of tell us what other services that you offer or you would like to elaborate on.
Sure. KeyBridge Partners is a business brokerage, so we help people sell their businesses. We also can be on the buy side, but we are only going to be on either the buy side or the sell side. Most of our experience has been representing the sellers. We do this master development work, which is providing financing for projects, and that I can do throughout the country, depending on which regional centers are established. And then we also do some consulting, some business appraisal work. I've got a relationship with several certified business appraisals. So if it's related to buying out a partner, trying to get other financing that they wanted an independent appraisal on, we've got services like that that we can pull together packages at a reasonable price for the business owners as well. So those are the primary services that we're focused on now through our KeyBridge Partners.
Okay. And also you can help administer the EB-5 program as well.
Yeah, I look for the projects, so I actually don't administer them as much as we look with the business owners, review their business plans, see if they would be qualified for an EB-5 project and or the new market tax credits. And if they are, we then work to get them into the right regional centers to get their financing pulled together.
Okay. And how long does it normally take for them to get in that EB-5 program?
Depending on where they are, if it's if the regional center that, again, the regional center has to be based off the specific geography that the business is going to be located. If that mm-hmm. regional center is approved for their specific industry and the geography, mainly the counties that they want to operate in, we can get financing in the 3 to 4 month time period. If there's no regional center established and we can work with them on a longer basis, we're looking at 12 months to maybe 18 months to form a regional center and to get the first projects approved and financed.
And how long does these projects normally last?
Our financing can be anywhere from 3 to 5 years, and we can in some cases even go out 7 years for financing. And we're flexible with the repayment terms where we can build in interest-only periods, and then we can, let's say if we're building a manufacturing facility, we can also establish a amortization schedule on a 15-year basis, but have a balloon payment that's due, you know, in 5, 6, or 7 years, and then
okay,
help
perfect.
Them get the bank financing to take it over from there.
Okay, and the very last question, and kind of name some cities or some states that's really big into these regional centers.
The regional centers we currently are operating in Southern California, Arizona, Nevada, forming new ones in Illinois, Missouri, and Iowa, also in Tennessee, part of Arkansas, Mississippi, Kansas. We're looking at going into Texas, Florida, and several other states.
Okay. Any last words you'd like to leave us with, and kind of give us your website address and how to contact you?
Yeah, the best way to contact me is probably email, which is matroup@adams.net. Or you can look up, contact me through the KeyBridge Partners, Inc. website, which is, again, spelled out KeyBridge Partners, Inc. And then there's a way to contact me as well on that, and love to answer questions and help any way we can.
Great. Well, thank you for joining the program today. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. We'll be ready for the next segment in the next 3 minutes. And thank you, everybody, for listening to the program. And you download this on iTunes on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody have a great day and take care. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.